Big overtime victory last night for the Stockton Heat. Let's head down our Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline and say good day to Cale McClain, the head coach of the Heat. Coach, congrats on the W. You had to shake off, I guess, that road trip to Iowa that was a bit of a struggle.
Yep, it was. Thank you. It was a tough road trip into Iowa. Tough to come out of there without any points, and we needed to get ourselves back on the right track. Boys battled hard. We were definitely outplayed at times. We got away with one with the help of John Gillies in goal and Byron Fraze up front. There were two key guys for us last night to squeak out 2 points in a late tying goal and then that overtime win.
Man, that overtime winner, Austin Czarnik, just completely disrupts what I think was supposed to be a DDD pass and pops it out front. That's as close to a tap-in as you're going to get in overtime, I imagine, when the other team's got the puck and outnumbering you in their own zone.
You're right, and there's not enough bodies to lose track of people there. So for Luke Filt to suddenly have that puck in front of the net with some time to put it away was pretty instrumental play by Austin Czarnik, who's been very good for us lately. Our big guns were good. You know, they've been good for us lately. The Fraze, Quine, Czarnik, Luke Phillips scored a few goals lately. John Gillies, like I said, was good in net. So it's important at this time of year when, you know, you get a few key pieces missing in your lineup that you get the guys that have been around to play at the top of their game.
What are the conversations you're having with Flames, I guess, AGMs, GMs, coaching staff regarding Czarnik? What are they looking for? What are they asking about? And what are you focused on as a result?
Well, I think that they're always curious just, you know, how Czarnik is affecting the game, not only offensively with his shooting, but what kind of, you know, effect he's having all over the ice, because he's going to, you know, as you can see, it's so tight for the Flames. He's going to need to be able to do everything in both ends and make sure he's reliable away from the puck, make sure that he's, you know, dynamic in terms of creating opportunity for himself to get into shooting areas. And, you know, how's his attitude? How's his work ethic? And I have to say his attitude and work ethic are very good. You know, credit to him. I know, you know, when you're in his position and you've played in the NHL and you've really torn up the AHL before, it's easy to sit back and say, why isn't my chance come again yet? But I think that he's had a really good attitude about it and just working hard, trying to contribute as much as he can down at this level. And he has done so. So doing good things. And I think when he gets his opportunity, he's going to be really solid with it.
Yeah, well, 1.3 points per game, 13 goals, 14 assists, and 21 AHL contests. I imagine he's almost all situations and huge minutes down there for you?
Yeah, playing a lot of minutes. Playing a lot of minutes on the power play and 5-on-5 especially. He has killed penalties in the past. He hasn't killed as much at all for us, but it's something that we're looking at as we move forward. I think he has the capability, and he's showing the wherewithal around the ice and the desire to do so. And I think that it's something where when you take penalties and you start to get your really top end guys waiting out the penalties, it's, you know, as this season moves on and these points get really huge, you want to try to find a way to work them in. But in all other aspects, he's been great. He's been logging a lot of minutes and doing well.
Question on Yelson and Davidson. Clearly, two significant defenders from your squad up with the Flames right now due to the losses of Giordano and Hamonic. Are those common partners? Do you kind of move those groupings around a bit, given how much up and down traffic you've got at that level? Like, what can you tell us about those two together or apart at the AHL level?
Well, I can tell you that Brandon Davidson has been a workhorse for us all year long. He's a left-handed D that's played a lot of right side. So a lot of times Brandon and Alexander Yelitsin have been on separate pairs because they're both on the right side of the ice often. And so Brandon in his case has been, you know, running one of our power plays all season long. He's been very good at that. Logs the puck well, moves it, has a good shot from the blue line, and is a big penalty killer for us. He's a last-minute guy when we need a goal. He's a last-minute guy when we are defending a lead. So he's just all-around minute muncher for us, leads the way in terms of ice time on D, and also provides leadership and, you know, by way of wearing an A on his jersey. And Then on the other side, you've got Alexander Yellison, who is more in a defensive role, key penalty killer for us. Our right-handed D, we're short on right-handed D, and he's a key one for us there. And he's a, you know, guy that we look to when we are in situations where we want to be strong defensively, super competitive. As you can see, he's a good skater and he plays pretty tight to the opposing forwards. And so often paired with Renat Valiev, who is, you know, obviously another, a fellow Russian who they can communicate well, and they've had a pretty solid, you know, grouping of games here as partners.
We spoke, I want to say, 3 weeks ago about Matthew Phillips and where he was at health-wise, and I was sort of wondering if he was done for the year, and you were much more optimistic than that. What's the latest on your dynamic right winger and his availability?
Well, the exciting news there is he's going to be available very soon, we feel, progressing him along on the ice with contact, and he's doing well. We'll see how he makes out after today's skate. And he's going to, I think, start to come into question as soon as the weekend or next week. So happy with the fact that, you know, despite a tough injury, here we are 6 weeks out and we're almost ready to get him back into the lineup. He's been working hard. The nature of his injury and surgical repair allowed him to get right back on his feet post-surgery, so he didn't miss a lot of rehab time off of the ice, and he's had almost 2 full weeks on the ice now. So that's a you know, nice sort of addition on the horizon for the Heat, definitely.
And John Gillies, it's funny, he and Artem Zagadoulin both 24 appearances this year. I mean, that's right down the middle. That's got to be somewhat comforting for a coach that, you know, you got two guys and both guys know they're going to get work and there's not a lot of managing expectations if, you know, it's going to be 50-50-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they've both been good. Our team's played well in front of both players. They've gotten us key victories in many occasions. And one of the great benefits is now we've got two goalies we don't have one who's quite taxed at this point in the year. We've got two that have shared the load and are competitive with each other and looking to sort of jump ahead. And, you know, hopefully we see that start to come to fruition as we play a lot more games and it gets tighter and the lineup is a little thinner and suddenly you need to lean on a guy like we did last night with John Gillies. We leaned on him pretty hard and he was a difference maker for us. And so I think it sets up well for the goalies to sort of push them and see as we get into these really super important games who can sort of step out in front.
You got a couple games in hand, and you're right there battling for top spot in the division. How front and center is that in your daily interactions with the club?
It is front and center. We all understand that. We've talked about it on occasion, but we try to put it away and just work on our daily here with whatever we have next. So, for example, we got Ontario tomorrow. Sure, there's big games right behind that with Tucson coming up, with three of the next four of those games would be against Tucson. But we got to make sure we take care of Ontario. Points are, guys are understanding, they're really hard to come by here in mid-February and further. So it's a pretty good attitude of focus and one where guys understand that we have our eyes on Tucson, but at the same time we have to make sure we just manage our day-to-day games and keep getting our points.
Ton of home games coming up, too. I'm looking at it now. 9 of your next 13 going to be in Stockton. You got to like that.
Yep, like that for sure. We got a real tight stretch here where we got 7 games in less than 14 days. So it's pretty tight, and if we can be solid through this, we got a lot of home dates, and see if we can't make some ground with the games in hand we have.
Coach, congrats on the win last night. We wish you all the best in the coming stretch. We'll chat next week.
All right. Thank you, Pinder. Take care.